There was a battle in the north, and nobles there were many, and they have killed such Yali, hey, and laid the blame on Geordie. Oh, he has written a long letter and sent it to his lady. You must come up to Edinburgh town to see what news of Geordie. When first she looked the letter on, she was both red and rosy. She had not read a word but two, and she grew pale as a lily. Go fetch to me my good grey steed, my men shall all go with me, for I shall neither eat nor drink till Edinburgh town shall see me. Then she has mounted her good grey steed, her men they all went with her, and she did neither eat nor drink till Edinburgh town did see her. And first appeared the fatal block, and then the axe to head him, and Geordie coming down the stair with bands of iron upon him. Though he was chained in fetters strong, of iron and steel so heavy, oh, not a one in all the court was so fine a man as Geordie. She is down on her bended knee, I'm sure she's pale and weary. Oh, pardon, pardon, noble king, and give me back my dearie. Go tell the heading man, make haste, our king replies for lordly. Oh, noble king, take all that's mine, but give me back my Geordie. The Gordons came and the Gordons ran, and they were stark and steady, and I, the word among them all was, Gordons, keep you ready. An aged lord at the king's right hand says, noble king, but hear me. Let her count out 5,000 pounds and give her back her dearie. Some gave her marks, some gave her crowns, some gave her dollars many. She's counted out 5,000 pounds and she's gotten again her dearie. She glanced blithe in her Geordie's face, saying, dear, I've bought thee, Geordie. But the blood would have flowed upon the green before I lost my laddie. He clasped her by the middle small, and he kissed her lips so rosy. The fairest flower of womankind is my sweet bonny lady.